Well, I've never personally done prison visits, but I know that there's a huge ministry there. Lots of ministries are actually built on that. I will say it's not for everyone, but think of prison ministry this way. Jesus said in Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer, Lord, what, you know, the whole thing continues. When do we see you? And, you know, when do we visit you in prison, et cetera, et cetera. And the king says, the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. And of course, continues, you know, with those who don't believe him saying the same type of things. And so the thing is, reaching out to those in prison is part of why Jesus came. You know, and it should be part of what we do as, you know, Christians, as churches. We should have that, you know, somewhat involved in our life. You know, our I know our church has done things like the Angel Tree program, where you help parents in prison to be able to give gifts to their kids at Christmas to show that, hey, you know what, mom and dad still loves you, still cares for you, even though they're, you know, incarcerated at this time. And so it shows the love of Jesus to both that family and to the parent in prison, because it says, hey, you know what, you may be down and out, but there's someone willing to help you out to, you know, try and keep the family together even through this.
I think overall that verse is just a great great reminder too, to help like the least of these. So maybe some people are not able to do prison visits, but just like you said, like many ministries when it comes to churches, there is opportunity literally all around us if we stop and look for it, you know, to just spread the good news and to change people's lives with like generosity or your time volunteering or something, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, churches have not only prison ministries, but, I mean, like, those who take time to visit the sick.
You know?
I mean, like, that's a huge thing. You know, how many people, I mean, like, I work for the hospital, and, you know, how many people sit in, like, a hospital, a long-term care home, and no one comes to visit?
No, I know. My mom works in the industry, and it's really sad sometimes. Like, literally, people will have no one.
Yeah.
Like, ever. Yep. Which is just really, really sad, so...